Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 10:16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. By God's commandment, we are to be engaged in 6 days of work, followed by 1 day of rest. But do we not at times focus more on the day of rest, forgetting that we are to work 6 days? God's commandment concerning rest is no more important than God's commandment concerning work. In our world, Satan is at work undoing God's commandments as to our work and rest patterns. Satan desires that we fit into the part of this proverb concerning the wicked rather than that which concerns the righteous. Having no concern for you, he is committed to undoing every commandment of God, and in that doing, promoting patterns of life that bring sorrow and misery. Our loving Father has ordained patterns of work and rest for our good. He initiated this pattern by directing Adam and Eve to dress and keep his Garden of Eden, and this direction was given before they had sinned. When they were expelled from the garden, God told them that their work was now to be conducted under more difficult conditions, for God had cursed the ground. Sin had now entered the picture, and in order to lessen the sin that was to occur on the earth, God brought forth thorns and thistles which hindered the ground in so easily yielding its fruit. This act of love on God's part is reflected in our proverb, which tells us that the labor of the righteous tendeth to life. God gave labor that life would be enhanced and extended. In the Christian era, we are told that we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, these good works will not cease simply because we leave this body, for we will always be in Christ Jesus, and good works will continue in eternity. The pattern that God has established in the Garden of Eden will continue. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew that he who has been faithful over a few things, I will make him or her ruler over many things. Will our service be confined to this planet, or will the new Garden of Eden be the totality of God's creation? Does God intend for the righteous to dress and keep his creation of galaxies, stars, and planets, which at this time we can only gaze upon from the confines of the earth? Just as Adam was to tend the garden, we may find ourselves tending God's celestial garden. So work is a gift, being that which we are intended to do throughout eternity. Work is to be the primary emphasis in our lives. God has done this for our sakes, for the labor of the righteous tendeth to life. It is not to be any old labor. It is to be labor for the same God for whom Adam labored. Adam dressed and kept the garden for God, who walked the garden in the cool of the day. The Garden of Eden was God's, and he enjoyed the work of the tending hands of Adam and Eve. Labor for God is work whose extent reaches into everlasting life. Jesus told the people at the shores of Galilee in John 6:27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. This kind of labor tendeth to life. We are told to occupy till Christ comes. We are told to do all to the glory of God. We are to be busy about the Father's business. This is what defines the labor of the righteous. That labor which tendeth to life is labor that is done in us by Christ. Paul preached this message in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In contrast to the labor of the righteous tending to life, the fruit of the wicked tendeth to sin. Proverbs 21:4 says, an high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. God's will is that all labor be done for his glory, and that even includes plowing. But the wicked plows not for God, but only for this life and only for self. God has eternal plans for his people, and the labor of the righteous fits into those plans. Satan has no such plans, for he has no such power. The labor of the wicked tendeth toward sin, and the only eternality of sin is that which is found in a place called the lake of fire, a place that was made for Satan and his followers. Unless labor is done in Christ Jesus, it is the labor of the wicked. Unless labor is done in you by the grace of God through the power of God's Spirit, it is the labor of the wicked who always simply sow to the flesh.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.